this is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online, an online community of faith. You could find us at churchonline.com, but we spell that differently. We spell it CHRCH online because we say all that's missing is you. This morning, I was hit with a thought. In fact, I actually had a different place I was planning to go this morning, but then I read something in a devotional that I was reading, and it kind of jumped out. I said, yeah, I want to share that. I like that. And it comes from Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2. Maybe very familiar to us. I see I've used this a number of times in sermons and Bible studies, but listen to the words. Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. When I read that, of course, I've read that many times before, and there's a really important little word there, conformed. What you may not know is that word conformed is, we think about it as, you know, conforming to a standard or conforming to the ways of the world, but the term literally is a jewelry-making term. In the Greek language, it means to take a mold, and pour gold or silver into the mold, and it becomes conformed to the pattern. And what I read was the J.P. Phillips translation, which is an older translation of the Bible from back in 1958, sort of an early version of like what the message is. But I love the way J.P. Phillips says it. He says, don't let the world around you squeeze you into its own mold, but let God remold your mind from within so that you may prove in practice that the plan of God for you is good. I love that. But what it stood out to me is don't let the world squeeze you into its own mold, but let God remold you. That's what really stuck with me today and what I wanted to share because I thought about this. You may or may not know this about me. Probably not. I don't think I've ever mentioned it on the radio, but believe it or not, there was a period of time in my life where I worked in jewelry repair. My father was a jeweler for many years and taught me the trade when I was a teenager. And during my freshman and sophomore year in high school, I actually worked as an apprentice jeweler. So I understand this term, to be conformed. There was a period of time where somebody came in, they brought us their old gold, we melted it down, we poured it into a new mold and made a bracelet for this person. I know what this looks like. So what does it take? Well, it takes heating up the gold or silver and then getting it hot enough so that it will conform into this pattern. And that's exactly the warning. Don't be conformed. Don't be poured into the matter. Well, the only way that that's going to work is by heating it up. And that was what stuck with me. The world around us today does everything that it can to remold us into that different pattern. And think about it. You get heated up, right? You get heated up. You get angry. Do you know? Or you should know that there is something that advertisers know, people that run the internet, you know, people that have that, they recognize one of the greatest ways to get people to click is to make them angry. You will click on something that you read because it makes you angry. It heats you up. And then before you know it, little by little, we become conformed to whatever that opinion might be that somebody is sharing. So I thought about this. This is so, so much for us today in a world that is literally online trying to heat you up, trying to make you angry enough that you will click. We can't do that. We can't conform to the pattern of this world. How do we avoid it? Well, he gave us some of the important points. He says, present your body as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. So we would say the first thing that you have to do so that you will not be Conformed is to offer yourself as a living sacrifice. Give yourself wholly, totally to God. Another one, and there's a verse in James chapter 1 that helps us to understand the perspective of anger. James chapter 1, 19 and 20. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. James warning us, don't get heated up. That's the thing that's going to conform you into the pattern, bigger than anything you can imagine. So how do we do it? He says, be swift to hear. Now, I would think in terms of the internet, be quick to listen, swift to hear. Let's understand where this is coming from. Let's understand the source. Slow to speak, slow to become angry, slow to click through. Let's look and examine. There's just this simple headline, maybe a paragraph that's designed to make you angry. Don't click it. Look at the source. Understand where it's coming from. Don't go there. Oh, and certainly don't become angry, because that's the point. And remember those words, the anger, the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. A right life with God does not come about through anger. Keep in mind, you know, when thinking about sharing the gospel with somebody, oh, it's the easiest thing in the world for them to object, and then we become angry. But that's not going to help anyone. In fact, I've never seen anyone argued into the kingdom of God. I've never seen anybody turn their lives over to Jesus Christ because somebody had a good argument. Instead, it's going to take that living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God. That's what it's going to take, not the angry person that we are. So I just want you to think about that today. The idea that God wants to remold us. The world wants to conform us to the pattern. The world wants to get us all heated up so that we will conform to a certain pattern. But then, like I said, the thing that really stood out there in that J.P. Phillips version is, let God remold your mind. Let God remold. And again, I thought about it when I was a teenager, taking gold from one form and remolding it. And that's exactly what God wants to do for us. And God does it in a way that's not going to heat us up, but maybe fire us up for Him. But that's different, right? God wants to do something in us, and He's going to do it in a way that is absolutely the good, acceptable, perfect will of God. He's going to remold us in a way that's going to give us that living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to Him. That was the thought I had this morning. We don't want to get so angry that we will conform to this world, but instead allow God to remold us. When you become angry, slow down. Slow down. Think about it. Don't click through. Don't allow that to rile us up, but instead turn our heart to Him.